Tonight's Shir Siman Kuf Samaches, Sif Tezayin, and Sif Yudzayin, Sif Tezayin. Namo Dehindaka. What's that? V'hulechem sh'oifim b'shvud. This is bread that you bake on a skewer. U'moshkin l'sol b'shemen, you put oil on it, you baste it in oil. Ob mebeim, or with egg based. V'chein lechem ha'osu l'kutuch, or if you're making bread that's going to be used in your yogurt or sour cream. Shein oifin l'sol b'tana al-b'chama, that bread is not baked in the oven, rather it sits in the sun. The bracha is mizonos. Mishtabur sifkan sadi aleph v'hu lechem. If you barbecue your bread, essentially, you put a skewer in it and you baste it. Kolomar botzik, it's dough. The lechem shafo, if you took actual bread and you baked it on a skewer to make toast, lechem gamu, that is bread. If you toast your bread, that's for sure bread. It doesn't change brachas. Sifkan sadi beis mivarech aleph b'rei minei mizonos. The bracha is b'rei minei mizonos. Hainu. I feel a bit the cover lie, even if you make a meal out of it. But I am a tour. If you look at the tour, the masah arucha v'noa k'en glusko. If you make it arranged and nice the way you would a loaf of bread, mavarach lav hamotzi, then you should say hamotzi. V'ashulchan aruch hishmit. The shulchan aruch leaves it out. But I am magen avam eli rabbi agro mashe kasuv v'zeh. Look in the magen avam eli rabbi and the gun what they write about this. The alkoponim. Now, if you wanted to eat this to a point of satisfaction, you should be careful. Unless you wash first. Because the Mechaber just says it's mezonos. The Torah says it might be hamotzi. So if you're going to eat a meal out of it, you should make sure to eat something else, make hamotzi something else, and then include that in the suda. So if you're zayin, pastido hanefa betano bebasa o bedogam o begvino. If you make a knish, you have a dough, and it's filled with meat, fish, or cheese, and you bake it in the oven, Mechab holds, this is bread. This is bread. The Mechab's viewpoint is, if you fill a dough with sweet things, that's like a cake, that's mezonos. If you fill it with proteins like meal food, so what's the difference? You make a sandwich with bread and fish, or you bake it with the dough and the fish, or bread and meat, or you dough and meat, and you bake it together. It's the same thing. It's hamotzi, and same thing with cheese. It's hamotzi and benchin. The Ramah says v'davka shafo b'tana b'mashka. That means you baked it, and there's no liquid. Alafo b'machvas b'mashka. If you were to deep fry it, ein levarach alav. You can't make hamotzi on that. Ve'inoch levarach tochasuda. You should just eat it if you wash in something else. K'moshin espar, as we clarified. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkan Sadi Gim Hanefa Betanu. If you bake this Kanish in the oven, for it didn't Hanefa Be'ilbas or Mashka, the same would be true. If you use a griddle, but there's no liquid, it's not cooking a liquid, it's just that it shouldn't burn. The Mechaber holds Sifkan Sadi Dald, Mevarach Alav Hamotzi. The din is just Hamotzi. Hanu Afilu Bilo Kavalayo. Again, even if you don't make a meal out of it, it's a snack, it doesn't make a difference, it's bread. V'lo Domi L'Pasav Abekisanin. You can't compare it to the typical filled bread. The perish pasam mulu bepeiros ubetavlin on vobe sivzayin. That was a dough filled with fruits and spices we had in sivzayin. The mavarach alayu hamotzi. There you don't make hamotzi, but the kavas suda alayu if you don't make a meal out of it. The shani hasam because that's different. The nasuin elikinuach suda masika. The whole yisod the pasuk kistin is that it's made for dessert. It's made just for the sweetness. Mashen kin pastida as opposed to this kanish. Shemamula bebasar, it's filled with meat. Derech la'achla me'ra'avon, k'delis boya. People eat it to fill their hunger, to satisfy themselves. They're hungry, they want to eat it. V'avik moshar pasu basar, k'shoicha be'kechat. No different than any other bread and meat to eat together. V'nira pashut, so it seemed pashut. D'masuyin rekikin ketanim. If these are miniature kanishes, hors d'oeuvres. U'm'urv behem, petidon shabasan, small strips of meat inside. And it's apparent that this is only made for a snack, like at the end of the meal. Then it has the same halacha of dough filled with fruits, or sweet things. You're not going to bench, but cover life, not going to be a suda. So Mishnah Berurah right away interjects. This halacha mechaber, that this, it's basically like, almost like a meat pie. This is dough and meat inside. Is hamotzi, is because it's clearly meal food. But if you make it in a way that it's not meal food, it's snack food, it's smorgasbord food, small miniature knishes, cigars, whatever it is, there's no shaila there that that's mezoinis ala michya, unless you kaveh suda, because that's already comparable to the sweet filled dough. The dan, you should know. The pascha nefer b'mei beyim, the bread that they bake in eggs, dahinu mashakon kichloch. And he says, it's baked in or baked with? I think it's baked with eggs. There's eggs in the dough. So it's called kichel. Mistabik Magen Avram b'chal paskison. Magen Avram is not sure, is this part of paskison or not? V'derech ha'chaim v'agras yichlitu d'b'chal paskison. The Derech Chaim and Shulchan Aruch Harav both say that it is like Passover Kistan. V'chein Magen Yiborim, and Magen Avraham says too. V'chein Eminik, that is the meaning. Achach Matzos Shekin Kosov Gam Kibah Hanhogas Hagor. I found it also in the conduct of the Goyim. Umikom Malkam Kosov Malkin Giborim, but the Malkin Giborim writes to Yerush Shemayim that some of his God fearing Lo Yerachel will not eat it. Kim Keshakol Halisha Hu Al Mei Beim V'Lon Esav My Comments. If the dough is made only with eggs and not with water at all. And I would think that if it's thin and dry, we shouldn't eat it with water. Because the fact is, our kichel is crispy besides. So not only do you have, the dough is not a regular bread dough, but it, the consistency is not a bread consistency because it's crispy like a cracker. And in mele, it's not noge. The Amor says that the mechab is only going if you take the condition, you bake it without liquid. But if you cook it up like a dumpling in liquid, you don't make a brach on it, you should have it during a suda. Even if you want to make a meal out of it, you shouldn't make the bracha on this. The dove is a taiva plukta, and obviously if you give it, gets back to machleikis if you were to cook a dough. The day we shown according to the first view, kinesh and espashal mashka, since it's cooked in a liquid, yatsi mitaras lechem agamri, it's not bread anymore. No matter how much you eat, the brachas mezonos. Well, deish near corner the second view, kiyum the neilus belila ava, since it's a thick dough. For hayalav shem isa gemur, it's considered a total dough. Sulo nifka mimena aide habishal v'hatigun, it doesn't lose the halacha of bread just because I cook or fry it up. So the yesh cholkin said that's hamotzi no matter what. Therefore, in kedal yerushmaim levarchalav yerushmaim should make a brach on it. V'lechol kiyum techasu, just eat it as part of a meal. Like we said, then it's sifik gimel. So the bottom line is, all we have here is that the mechaber holds that a meat kanish is hamotzi, and the Ramah is not arguing. The Mishnah Brura just says if they're small finger foods, then everyone would agree. But we mentioned before the Mishnah Brura, he mentioned there's a taz, and the Be'er Locha brings it over here. The Be'er Locha brings that the taz understood different, and the taz said that even if you fill the dough with meat or cheese, it's 100% basmati kistan. It's not just fruits and spices. And he says, I saw, Re'isi, shehabe achronim maskimim ledino de taz. Many achronim agree with this taz. That if you fill a knish, a meal size, a big, big knish, filled with meat, filled with fish, it's exactly like fruits. You do not make hamoitzi until it's a kaviyah suda. And he brings a raya from Sefer Tanya, which is a Rishon who wrote like that as well. So then he gets into it. Is it referring to a regular knish, or is only if it's small size? And he ends up saying, for sure, if it's small size, there's no shiloh that he says everyone would agree that's mezonos ahamicha, like franks and blankets, you know, a small hot dog and dough, right? That for sure would be considered. The shiloh is going to be when it's larger. A hush puppy is what it's called. When you have hot dog and potatoes and you wrap it in dough, when you bake it, it's a ganz hot dog knish, but it's big. So that's going to be the shiloh. According to Taz, and many achronim agree with him, it's still mezonos. It's still mezonos, not like the mechaber, and even like the Ramah.
So calzone.
Exactly, like a calzone. Calzone will be the same thing. According to the Taz, and those who pass the Taz, the brachas mezonos. Until you kaveh suda. If you kaveh suda, you wash the bench. If you're not kaveh suda, even the calzone is going to be mezonos and alamecha.